Today's shiur will begin at the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis in Maseches Bava Basra. Before we begin, we'll take note of the Nosei and Mivneh comment at the outside of the page. In the Shas Ozer edition, we try to offer headings to the sugyas as they come along, and also a brief description of what the markings are going to do. Noted on the side, Nosei Mivneh, the triangles, and your eye as it scans, the scanning process is an essential part of gaining full benefit from the marking system that you're using right now. The triangles are Rishimas Mechabrei Sifrei HaTanach, a list of the authors of the different books of the Tanakh. We can go through this relatively quickly. The Gemara continues, Umi Kosfon, who wrote the books of the Tanakh? This source seems to be coming from nowhere. In fact, it was the beginning of our shiur today. However, it most likely is linked to the diamond sources that we had above. You notice the sources there from the previous shiur describe the order of the prophets and the writings. The Sidron Shel Nevi'im, Sidron Shel Ksuvim, once having presented the order of them, the Braisa, that same Tanaic source, now delves into who wrote them. Hence, it's not in isolation, but rather part of that discussion. So the source continues. Notice, of course, it's a framed, as we have in our Shas Ozer edition, all Tanaic material placed in frames, and it goes to the top of Tes Vov Amud Aleph. For those of you who have Gemaras that you ordered through the Gemara markings site, you'll see it on there. And for those who are learning from the screen, you'll have to scroll to the next Amud to see the end of the source. The Gemara says, Umi Kosvan. Moshe Kosav Sifro means the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Uparshas Bil'am, the Iov. It's very curious that Parshas Bil'am is mentioned in isolation, when in fact it's part of the Sefer Torah. Rashi addresses this. Rashi says, Uparshas Bil'am, Nivu Osoi, his prophecy, Umisholov, and the parables that he says, Afal pi she'enon tzorchei Moshe v'toirosoi, v'seder maisov. The work contained in Parshas Bil'am doesn't have anything that's of an obvious halachic nature, of an instructional nature, and doesn't deal with Moshe Rabbeinu in any direct fashion either. Hence, it's referred to here as something separate. But for our purposes, it's part of the Sefer Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the author of that. And in addition, according to this opinion, he also authored Sefer Iyov. One has to just note that Moshe Rabbeinu's writing of the Sefer Torah and his writing of Sefer Iyov are two different ball games. The writing of the Sefer Torah was a dictation that Moshe Rabbeinu received from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whereas Sefer Iyov was not of that nature. Though holy in nature and divine in nature, it did not have that characteristic of being a dictation. And likewise, all of the other holy works were non-dictation from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, although they are all divine. Yehoshua, the next author, Kosav Sifro, Ushmoyne Psukim Shebetorah. Rashi explains, Ushmoyne Psukim min Vayomos Moshe ad Soif HaSefer. The last eight Psukim, the beginning of that section of last eight, starts with the Pasuk describing the death of Moshe. Hence, according to this opinion, Yoshua authored them. Shmuel Kosav Sifroi V'Shoiftim V'Rus. David Kosav Sefer Tehillim Al Yedei Asoro Zekenim. Al Yedei, he wrote the Sefer Tehillim, he edited the Sefer Tehillim. In addition to his personal input, there were also other contributing authors, and they are listed here. Al Yedei Odom Horishon, Al Yedei Malkit Tzedek, Ve'al Yedei Avram, Ve'al Yedei Moshe, Ve'al Yedei Haman, Ve'al yedei yedusun. Ve'al yedei asaf. Ve'al yedei shloisha b'nei koirach. Yirmiyah kasav sifro v'sefer malachim v'kinos. Kinos was alluded to earlier. It's sefer, that's Megillas Eicha. Chizkia v'siato kasvu. There's an abbreviation, abbreviated expression, Yamshak, referring to Yeshaya, Mishlei, Shira Shirim, v'kailas. It's Chizkia HaMelech and his associates, Siato, wrote those works. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila Kosvu, and once again you see a simon offered in the parentheses, Kandag. Not always are they the first letters of the words referenced as the Gemara goes on. As you can see here, Yechezkel has a kuf in it, and that's the beginning of the simon that we just saw in the parentheses. Nevertheless, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila wrote Yechezkel Ushnei Mosor, that's the Treosor, Doniel Umegilas Esther. Ezra Kosav Sifro, the book known as Book of Ezra, the Yachas Shel Divrei Hayomim Ad Lo, and the Book of Divrei Yomim, sometimes referred to in English as the Book of Chronicles, that relates the genealogy of the world, and focusing on Klal Yisrael, up till his own point. That's the end of the source. The Gemara comments, Misayale L'Rav. This supports a comment of his, Yomar Yudam Rav, Lo Ola Ezra mi Bovel, Ad She Yiches Atzmoi, the Ola. That Ezra, who was originated in Bovel, he didn't immigrate to Eretz Yisrael until he wrote the genealogy up till his own point. Uman Aske, who finished off the Sefer Divrei Hayomim? Answer, Nehemiah ben Chachalia. At this point, the Gemara will start a new topic. We've indicated on the side the Nosei, the topic heading, Ches Psukim Achroinim Shebetorah, the last eight Psukim of the Torah, Mi Kosvan, who wrote them? The Gemara says, Omar Mar, a quote from something we've seen earlier, and you notice in the space between the Gemara and the Tosis, an arrow, the arrow accompanied by a note, Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that tells you, look to Yud Dalet Amud Beis on the same side of the Gemara, namely the left side of the Gemara text on Yud Dalet Beis, scan down the page as best as you can, if necessary, scroll down the page. Do you notice a parallel arrow? And you do. You see it four lines from the bottom. That means that the quote coming from here came from that point. What does it say here? Omar Mar. Yoshua Kosav Sifro Ushmoina Psukim Shebetara. Yoshua authored the book of Joshua, the book of Yoshua, and also the last eight psukim of the Torah. Tanyo Kemand Yomar Shmoina Psukim Shebetara Yoshua Kosvan. We have a brisa that supports the idea that Yoshua wrote the last eight psukim. The Gemara just mentioned Kimman de Omar. That means that's a particular opinion. There will appear other opinions on this matter. That the source that we just learned, the big source that had all the authors in it, that is according to the Man de Omar that Yoshua wrote them. Disanyo, you'll now have a source that presents a Tanaic controversy on this topic. The source, as you can see, is a number of lines. It's all contained in a frame, as we do in this edition of the Shas Ozer. Vayomas Shom Moshe Ever Hashem. That's the pasuk. Efshir Moshe Chai, the Kosa Vayomas Shom Moshe, could it be that Moshe's alive and he's writing and Moses died? Elo, Ad Kan Kosav Moshe. Up till that pasuk was written by Moshe. As we said, Moshe had written the Torah, Al Pi Hashem. However, Mikan V'Eilech Kosav Yoshua. You'll notice this expression is dashed, underlined, and that's because this is the Man Omar that said that Yoshua wrote those last psukim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda V'Amri Lo, another version, Rabbi Nehemiah. It's a machlokas in terms of versions. Who said that? However, Omar lo Rabbi Shimon. Efshir Sefer Torah Choser Ois Achas, could it be that you have a Sefer Torah that's not complete? Uksiv, and it says in the Sefer Torah, it says, Lekuach es Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was writing this. Everyone agrees he wrote this, and this Sefer Torah is to be taken. So he's referring to a Sefer Torah, a complete Sefer Torah. Elo Adkan, so rather, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, up till the Pasuk of Ayomas Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, U Moshe Koisev. Mikan Ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, U Moshe Koisev Bedema. Up till that point, it was a regular writing. From this point onwards, he wrote Bedema. You might find in Meforshim different approaches to this idea of writing Bedema, but a simplistic approach would be that he wrote in tears. The Gemara, as we go on, has in our Shas Ozer edition a semicolon that appears at this point. That's to create a sense of halting. Because the next line of Gemara, Kemo Shenemar, is not going to be explaining the issue of Koisei Bedema. If you didn't have the semicolon, one might read on thinking that the Kemo Shenemar, as is explained, as is said, is an explanation of the Koisei Bedema. That's not the case here, though. And momentarily, after we'll read a line of Gemara, we'll notice that Rashi is very sensitive to the issue of structure. And Rashi provides a strong basis for our whole approach of the Gemara marking system. As you find on many, many, many occasions, Rashi making points that are of a purely structural nature. Let's see this in the Gemara first. Kamoi shenemar lehalon vayomer lehem boruch mipiv yikroi lai es kol hadvorim o'ele vani koisev al hasefer bidyo. Taking a look at Rashi, indicated with the asterisk, you see the Rashi Kamoi Shenemar al Halon, Akulo Milsa Koi. The pasuk that's brought here that's found in Sefer Yirmiyah, that Boruch, who was a figure in the time of Yirmiyah, was a scribe working for Yirmiyah. His name was Boruch. This pasuk is going on everything that was said previously. Bekomer Rashi says, as was said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer Moshe Koisev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated and Moshe wrote as a scribe, Kamo Shemotzinu Shanevim Koisvim Mipi Rabom. We find prophets writing, Baruch Beneria being a prophet, but his Rav was Yirmiyo, he took dictation. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu's Rebbe? Undeniably, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he too took dictation from his Rav, Kiviyochol, in the same breath to refer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Rav in a Boser V'dom sense, so we say Lahavdil. Let's continue. Keman az loho de Omar Rabbi Yoshua bar Abo, Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav. He says, Shmoine psukim shebetorah, Yochid Koyre Oison. He has a rule that in terms of the Alios that one receives to the Torah, these eight psukim are not to be broken up. Rashi says, Kloimar Ein Mafsikin Bohen. We don't break them up. So, why would one think that these eight psukim should be treated as a single unit and not broken up? Lema Udalo ke Rabbi Shimon. See, according to Rabbi Shimon, those eight psukim were written by Moshe Rabbeinu just like the rest of the Sefer Torah was written by him. Why? Just like we break up the Sefer Torah in many, many different places. You have eight psukim. The minimum number of psukim for an Oyla LaTorah would be three psukim. You could conceivably break it up into a couple sections, to two sections. So the idea that you cannot break it up must be something that's not l'fi shitas Rabbi Shimon. If you say, like the first opinion, the Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemia's opinion, that it was written by Yoshua, so it's treated as a separate unit, so don't break it up. The Gemara goes on and says, afilu tema Rabbi Shimon, not like we said, maybe, lame or not like Rabbi Shimon, maybe we can answer, it could very well be like Rabbi Shimon as well. Hoyu the ishtenu ishtenu. Since there was a difference, even within Rabbi Shimon's opinion, there was a difference. Remember, we said that it was written bedema. Up till that point, it was written bedio. It was written, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in ink, in a standard form. After that, it was written bedema. So there was a difference. So since it was written, even though by Moshe Rabbeinu, but written in a different form, we treat it as a separate unit, not to be broken up. Yoshua Chosav Sifro. This is in a frame because this comes from the larger source. The more asked, Voksi Vayomos Yoshua Ben Nun Eved Hashem. In the same book of Yoshua, it says it's written that he died. How could he write that? Answer, to Aske El Ozar. El Ozar HaKoyen, he finished it off. Ah, Voksi Velozar Ben Aaron Meis, but in the same work, it says that he died. Answer, the Aske Pinchas, his son, Pinchas HaKoyen, he wrote that. Ushmuel Kosav Sifro, this was a quote from the source, hence it's in a frame. The Hoksiv Ushmuel Meis, but it says in the same work that Shmuel died. How could he have written that? Answer, the Aske Gad HaChoyze V'Nosan Anovi. These two figures, they wrote the end of the work. David Kosav Sefer Tehillim Al Yedei Asora Zekenim. We saw a list of those Asora Zekenim. The Gemara asks, why not include another personality as being one of the contributing authors? The Lechshov Nami Eson Hoezrochi. We find him appearing in the Sefer Tehillim, and he's not mentioned as one of the authors. Omar Rav, Eson Hoezrochi, Zehu Avroham. And Avroham was already mentioned. Ksiv Hocha, Eson Hoezrochi. Uksiv Hosom, Mi Heir Mi Mizroch Tzedek. In the Sefer Tehillim, you find Eson Hezrochi. There's a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshaya. Mi Heir Mi Mizroch Tzedek. That pasuk is referring to Avram Avinu. So you see that Avram Avinu is referred to by a similar term. Hence, the number three in the list, who was Avram, he's also known as Eson Ezrachi. The Gemara asks, this is a question that lasts four lines, as you can see from the long question marking on the side. Kachoshiv Moshe, ve kachoshiv Haman, ve Omar Rav Haman ze Moshe. Moshe is mentioned in the list, and Haman is mentioned in the list as well, in the number 5 position. And Rav tells us that Haman was Moshe. So even though you have two names, but referring to the same person, as far as the list is concerned, they're listed separately. And how do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu is known as Haman? Ksiv Hocha Haman. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that has that, Maskil LeHaman. Uksiv Hosam, on Moshe Rabbeinu it says, regarding him it says, B'chol Beisi Ne'emon Hu. The Gemara deflects the question and says, Trei Haman Havu. There were two people by the name of Haman. True, Moshe Rabbeinu was known as Haman. However, the Maskil LeHaman referred to in Tehillim was not Moshe. Moshe Kosav Sifro Uparshos Bilam V'Iov. That's a quote from the source. Before we go on in the Gemara itself, let's first note by eye scan, you notice a number of markings coming up. We've noted on the side in our topic heading, Nosei Klali. There's a general topic that deals with Eov that lasts till Tes Zayin Omid Beis. As far as the geometric forms are concerned, we have a Mivne notation that you see on the left-hand side of your Gemara. Those forms are referring to Deois Shoinois Al Mosai Chai Eov. Different opinions. The first form surrounds the name of the opinion, who the rabbi is, and the double underline with the dots in it is a reference to the time point. So if we would just exercise our use of the markings, we can scan our Daf Gemara, both Omid Aleph and eventually Omid Beis. Focusing first on Omid Aleph, you see Reb Levi Bar Chama, he suggests that Eov was in the time of Moshe. Further down, the next time you see that same form, you notice Rava, and he says that Eov was in the time of the Meraglim. After that, there's Hahu Mirabonon, suggests that Eov never existed. There's another set of names, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, suggests that Eov was in the time of Ezra, who was from the Oile Goyla. This is not the end of the list of authorships, time placement regarding Eov. If you notice the next marking in the key, there's a similar geometric form, however, its points are colored in. Be'omid Beis muva oid de'ois shehem shel tanoim. The list of names here were from the Amoroyim, Amoraic period of scholars. On Omid Beis, and those who have their Gemara in a book form will have to turn the page. Those who are taking advantage of the screen will scroll to the next Omid. Notice there a series of these forms. You'll notice Rebbe Elazar. He says that Eov was in the time of Shvat HaShoftim. You'll notice Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcho says that he was in the time of Achashverosh. Rabbi Nosson says he was in the time of the Malchus Shva, the kingdom of Shva. The Chachomim say he was in the time of the Kastim, Babylonian period. The Yesh Omrim says that Eov was in the time of Yankov Avinu. So you can see how useful and how beneficial this system of learning Gemara provides you the ability at a glance to see all the different shitas and not need to wait in suspense and be aware of the general structure of the Gemara. The final form that we're going to pay attention to right now, it's the volcano shape, and that surrounds the expression v'ema. The note we have on the side, v'ema is v'hatzos chilufios, alternative suggestions, l'limud mehamila. We're going to be darshaning that word as we see a little bit later in the Gemara and offering alternatives. Let's continue in the Gemara itself. We mentioned that Moshe Kosav Sifro Uparshas Bilam V'Iov. That's in a frame as having come from the large source before. Mesayale the Rabbi Levi Bar Lachmo. This supports his approach, the Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachmo. Eov bimei Moshe hoyo. That Eov was in the time of Moshe, hence Moshe wrote a book concerning Eov. How do I know that? Ksiv hocha mi tein efo v'kosvun miloi. That's a pasuk from Sefer Eov. We're emphasizing the word efo. Uksiv hosam uvame ivoda efo. That's pasuk tezayin in Sefer Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Moshe Rabbeinu being the speaker. V'eimo bimei Yitzchok dichtiv mi efoi hu hatzod tzayid. So you see Yitzchok used that same word. V'eimo bimei Yankev dichtiv im kein efoi zois asu. V'eimo bimei Yosef dichtiv efoi heim ro'im. Look at all these suggestions. If you're darshaning the word apho, if you're trying to expound based on the word apho to determine some type of historical period, the word apho appears in numerous other contexts. So the Gemara says, lo salka daichach, don't allow yourself to think that that those other suggestions are acceptable. Dichtiv, because the continuation of Posuk Chaf Gimel from Sefer Iov, which is the Posuk with which we opened over here, the Posuk being Mi Tein Eifo, a few lines up, it says, Mi Tein Basefer Veyuchaku Umoyshe Hu Deikri Mechokek. You have the word Veyuchaku, Moshe Rabbeinu known as Mechokek. Bechtiv Vaya Reishis Lo Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Safun. That pasuk referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Continuing with additional opinions as to the time period of Iov. Rova Omar, Iov bimei meraglim hoya, ksiv hocha ish hoya be'eretz utz, Iov shmo. That's a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Iov, referring to him. Uksiv hosam hayesh bo eitz. At the time the meraglim were sent, this was a question that they were supposed to investigate. Is there an eitz? So the word utz associated with this, with eitz. Umar asks, mi domi, how can you compare? Hacha utz hasam eitz. They're different words. The Gemara answers, Hachi komar lehu Moshe Yisrael. Yeshno li'oisoi odom. Sheshnoisov arukois keitz. Umegin aldoro keitz. Is there that man who had a long life and who protects his generation like a tree shades? It would appear then that the pshat of Iov being in the time of Raglim is not necessarily learned from a gzera shava, but rather from the mashmos of the word eitz. When Moshe Rabbeinu had mentioned to Meraglim, Hayesh bo eitz, he says, check out, is there an eitz or not? When he says, the eitz, it's referring to Iov, who was like an eitz. Right? So the limud here is not necessarily gzera shava to the word utz, but rather capitalizing on the word eitz itself as a description of Iov, hence putting him in the time of the Meraglim. Yosef ahu mirabonon kamei de Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni v'yosef v'komar Iov lo hoyo v'lo nivro elo moshol hoyo. Iov never existed. The whole book, the whole work is to serve as an example. Rashi says, moshol hoyo lumoid mimenu Shuvois lamekatrigim amidas hadin. There are references how one responds to those who challenge the Kodesh Baruch Hu's conduct of the world, how the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Those are people who try to challenge the midas hadin when a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings punishment and retribution to the world. There are so many that cry out and complain, how could this happen to me? How could that happen to me? And they throw the blame on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in that work of Iov, you find many answers to those detractors. Rashi also points out, V'she'en odom nitfas al tzaro. Another very, very important lesson, that when a person is in the midst of great difficulty and pain, and he says things that are of a doubtful nature, a blasphemous nature, he's not called to account, because a person in the state of great tsar loses it. He's unable to think clearly, and comments and things that he's made will say he's forgiven for. It's overlooked. That's ein odom nitpas al tsaro. Of course, that topic requires a great deal more of elaboration, but suffice it to say that that's another reason that Iov was produced. The Gemara continues. Amar Lei, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni responded to this Hahumer Rabbanan and said, Olecho Makro. There's a pasuk that says, Ish Hayo Be'eretz Utz Iyov Shmo. There was a man. How can you tell me they never existed when the pasuk says, Hayo? And we emphasize that with a dashed underline. He was there. Well, if that's how you're going to challenge the Hahumer Rabbanan, I have a question back for you. Hahu Elo Me'ata. There's a pasuk that says, this pasuk is in Sefer Shmuel. It's a reference to the incident of David and Bathsheba. Noson Hanovi, who was a prophet at the time of David HaMelech, comes to David and says the following, Ulu Rosh Ein Kol Ki Im Kibso Achas Ketana Asher Kono V'yichyeh V'tihi Lo Kibas. Describing a poor man that had a little sheep and he was sustained through that sheep, and the pasuk says, and it was vatehi, like the word hoyo, vatehi lo kibas. We have that expression written into the Gemara because it's part of the Vegomer that you find at the beginning of the line. In fact, Nosson Hanovi was using a mashal to describe the behavior of David HaMelech, using the term sheep, which was a reference to Bathsheba, and said that the sheep was like a daughter. Vatehi lo kibas. Mihave, was there a sheep that was someone's daughter? Elo moshal bialmo. Even though the expression says vatehi, there was no incident of a poor man with a sheep that was like his daughter. It's a moshal. So, just like that is a moshal, even though the word vathi appears, hachanami, so too, by Iyov, even though the word hoya appears, moshal b'yama. So, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni comes back and says, im kain, shmoi v'shem iroi lama. If you're trying to convey a moshal, why is it necessary to include a name, to include name of his city? Those details would sort of contradict the idea that it's a simple mashal. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Dami Travayo, Iov, Me Oile, Goyla, Hoya. He was from those that came forth from the exile of Bavel, the time of Ezra, who based Midrasho, Betveria, Hoya. And he had a base medrash in Tveria. We will now, before we go on to the Gemara, we'll draw our attention to the markings. You see a triangle with a colored in top. There's a nosei notation on the side. Kushios mimakurois shemarim diyoiv hoya nochri velo kemo Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar shamru demeoile goyla hoya beis midrashu betveria. We're going to bring sources that show that Iov was a non-Jew. That would contradict Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozar that suggest he was from the Olei Bov and had a base medrash in Tveria. Meisvei. You'll notice that these markings, because it's a geometric form, they repeat themselves. Numerous challenges will appear. Meisvei. Yemei shnoisov shel Iyoiv misho shenichnesu Yisrael leMitzrayim v'ad sheyotzu. That would be a question. It says that he lived from the time that the Jews entered Mitzrayim and up till the time they left, and not in the time of Ezra. Amor, restated. Not that that's the time that he lived, but rather it's a length of time that he lived. Amor, ke misha'a she nichnesu Yisrael le Mitzrayim ve'ad sha'a she'atzu, namely 210 years. That's how long he lived. But he was at the time. He was with the Olei Gola. Meisvei, we're going to challenge again. Shiva Nevi'im Nisnabu L'Umois Ha'olam Ve'elu Hein Bilam V'Aviv V'Iyov Elifas HaTimni Beldad HaShuchi V'Tzofran Amosi V'Elihu Ben Rachel HaBuzi. Well, what do we see from here? It says there were seven prophets that prophesied for the Goyim, and Iyov is mentioned in this list. So he was a Goy. He was not part of the Ole Gola. The Gemara responds and says, that source tells me that he was a goy and that he wasn't part of the Ole Gola. He wasn't part of the community that came forth with Ezra and had a Beis Medrash, Vilei Tameich. According to you who are citing this source as your proof, Elihu ben Brachil, who appears in this source as well, he's number 7 in the source. Love me, Israel, have Foksiv mi mishpachas Rom. Regarding him, it says he was from the mishpachas Rom. And Rashi explains a little further on the first narrow line, Elihu, al korchoch, mi diyachse kro b'shmoi b'shem obi b'shem mishpachto. From the fact that the Pasuk gives you family information regarding this gentleman, Yisrael have the istiamri, another version, mi mishpachas Rom hoya, hainu Avrohom. Rom is a shortened version of Avraham. In fact, Avraham's original name was Avram. So you see that he was Jewish, Elihu ben Brachil. So Ella, in Buye, in Bi, Lu'umos Olam, the people mentioned in the source said prophecy concerning the Umos Olam, Hachanami Eov, who appears in this source, in Buye, in Bi, Lu'umos Olam. Gemara asks, Otukulu Navi, mi lo in Buye, Lu'umos Olam? Is it not so that all Nevi'im said at some point prophecy concerning Musa Olam? So why would you have a source featuring these 7 people specifically if that's characteristic of many Nevi'im saying concerning the Musa Olam? So Gemara answers, Hasam Iker Nevi'usehu the Yisrael. In general, the other Nevi'im, the main focus of their Nevu'ah was concerning the Jews. Hacha, concerning these 7, Iker Nevi'usayu Le'umos Ha'olam. Meisvei, we have another source. Bearing in mind, we had on the bottom of Amen Aleph, you had Reb Yochanan and Reb Elozer claiming that Eov was part of the Ezra contingent and had a base medrash in Tveria. What do you do with the following source, Meisvei? Chosid Hoya Be'umos Ha'olam, the Eov Shmo. Right there, you can see as we dashed underline the main expression for which we're bringing in this source. It says, there was a chosid amongst the nations of the world whose name was Eov. The lobali olam elekadei lekabel schoro. He came to the world in order to receive reward. Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu lav Yisurin. We'll see, the Gemara discusses this issue later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon him tribulation. Hischil mecharef umagadef. He started to blaspheme. Kofalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schor B'Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then doubled his reward in this world, Kedei L'Tordoi Min HaOlam Habo, so as to create a situation that will have no schar in Olam Habo, to cast him out from Olam Habo. Well, this source is somewhat emphatic that Eov was a goy. What do we do with regard to our Amoroyim on Amud Aleph? They say, Tanoi Hi. The whole issue is a Machlokas Tanoyim. The note on the side that we assign to our topic headings is a no say. Lior habraisa shemuva li'el chosid hoya be'umo sa'ola v'yov shmo shemara div hoya nochri. That source, neged, we brought that neged daitam shereb yochan revelozer besofo mit aleph to counter the opinion of those amoroyim. Hagemora meres tanoihi. The Gemara says, listen, the whole issue is a machlokas tanoim, umavia mokor im harbe deos tanoim, she'iov Yisrael hoya. You'll find many deos tanoim, and they're in this particular geometric form with the colored in corners. We saw this notation on Amud Aleph, that there would be these Tanaic sources, because Amud Aleph we had seen Amoraic sources regarding the positioning of Eov. Here, these are Tanaic opinions, and we say that it's all a subject of controversy. Gemara says inside, Tanoihi, Tesanya, Rebbe Elozer Omer Eov Bimei Shvoit HaShoftim Hoya. He was during the time of the judges. It's after the time of Yoshua, there was this period of time known as the Shvoit HaShoftim, Shenemar, Hein Atem Kulchem Chazisem Velomoze Tebolu. That's the Pasuk from Eov. Eizedor Shekulo Hevel. The word Tehebalo has a shorish, the word Hevel in it. Which generation was a generation of vanity? Heveomer Zedoro Shel Shvot HaShoftim. Rashi points out, Shekulo Hevel, Hatoivim Shebohem Lo Hoyu Klum. Kiramirnu Lekamon Shanishbat Hoya Lo Pisompel Lishpodes Shofto Mochicho. So Morris says later on that people who were judged turned around and tried to judge the judges. And what kind of society is that? That's a society of Hevel, of vanity. Continuing, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Iov bimei Achashverosh hoya shenemar v'lo nimtza noshim yofos kibinos Iov b'chol ha'oretz, says that the daughters of Iov were the most beautiful of women that you can find in the entire world. Einzehu dor shenis bakshibo noshim yofos. Which door did one find a search for beautiful women? Hevi Omer ze doro shel Achashverosh. As is well known, the story of Megillas Esther. After Ahasuerus killed his wife Vashti, there was an order to seek out beautiful women. There is a section in the source where the Gemara interrupts with a suggested alternative, and you can see this bracketed section, essentially two lines. The Gemara asks, and we'll read it straight because it fits in well with the flow. You just said that he was in the time of Ahasuerus, because during that period there was a time of seeking out beautiful women, but there was another time in history where we find that happening much earlier. V'yemo b'mei David, d'chtiv v'yevakshu na'aro yofa. At the end of David HaMelech's life, there was a need to search for a beautiful girl. And so if improving timing of Eo based on searching for beautiful women, we could place him much earlier. The Gemara answers, Hasan b'chol gvul Yisrael, hacha b'chol ha'aretz. As far as David is concerned, the search was within the confines of Israel, the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. Masha'en came in the case of Eo, we're talking about something of a global nature. That was characteristic of Ahasuerus. Continuing in the list of opinions, Rabbi Noson Omer, Eo b'mei malchus shvo hoya, shenemar v'tipol shvo v'tikochem. A different time period, a time of that Malchus Shvo period, as the Pasuk indicates in Iov, it says Shvo. V'chachomim omrim, Iov b'mei kastim hoya, shenemar kastim samu shloisha roshim. Another Pasuk in Iov. V'yesh omrim, Iov b'mei yankiv hoya, v'dino bas yankiv nosa, that Iov was in the time of Yankiv Ovinu, and married Dina, the daughter of Yankiv. Ksivocha kedaber achas hanevolos tedaberi, uksiv hosom ki nevola osa b'Yisrael. So we have a posuk in Iov referring to nevola, and a posuk referring to the time of Dina, nevola. Hence, those are linked up to give you that time period. V'kulu hani tanoi svira lehu, the Iov miYisrael have lebar miyesh oimrim. All of these tanoim who place Iov where they do hold that he was Yisrael, and we have noted between the lines this is different than the source above that said he was a chosid b'umos ha'olam. That's why we have this dot underlined. Contrast this phrase Iov miYisrael have with what was dot was which was dashed underlined above, where it said hoya chosid hoya b'umos ha'olam. There is one exception, and that's the last opinion here was the Yesh Omrim, who would place him at a very early time period, time of Yankov, namely that he was not from the Jewish people. Now, the Gemara goes on to prove, the Isakadaitach Muslim Have, if you were to think that the other opinions would have had him categorized as a goy, well, Bosir de Shochiv Moshe Mishar Yoshina al Oivde Kechavim. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, would the Shechina, which was the source of Nevuah, the holy, the divine presence, have dwelt upon, have occupied Goyim? And all the other opinions, all it's just a matter of scanning down the page, and you see how the markings make it stand out. You had Shvot HaShoftim, you had Ahasuerus, you had Malchus Shvo, you had Kastim. All these were much later than Moshe Rabbeinu. And you have a man who had divine vision, so he wouldn't have been a goy, as the Gemara says. V'ho amar mor, bikesh Moshe shelo tashrish shchina al oivdei kachovim. V'nosanlo. Moshe Rabbeinu himself requested Kodesh Baruch Hu that the divine presence should not dwell upon Gentiles, and he was granted that. Shinemar, the pasuk says, V'niflinu ani v'amcha. We will be separate. The Jewish people will be separate from the Umos Ha'olam as far as Nevuah is concerned. We see here a triangle indicating a series of triangles. On the side, we have an indication, the Mivneh, Meimros Shel Rabbi Yochanan. Comments of Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Doro Shel Iov Shotuf Bezima Hoya, who was a generation of immorality. Shinamar, Hein Atem Kulchem Chazisem V'lomozeh Hevel Te'ebolu V'ksiv Shuvi Shuvi Hashulamis Shuvi Shuvi V'nechzeh Boch. That posuk, in a superficial form, and the Gemara seems to be darshaning it at this point, without, because it's a posuk from Shir HaShirim, and Shir HaShirim is a work that requires great, great depth of learning. We're not positioned to do that at this point, but you notice in the simple reading of the posuk, it has to do with seeing a woman, something that would have immoral connotations, and I'm cautioning here. And for our purposes, right, we're just presenting this very, very superficially. We're not doing due justice to this topic, but the nature of this shiur is such that that's what we have to do for now. And so we link up the two words, chazis and v'nechzeh, and as nechzeh had some type of woman body connotation, so too in the pasuk in the time of Iyo. The Gemara asks, if you're capitalizing, if you're darshaning, focusing on the word chazisem, it has other connotations. Emo b'nevuah, dichtiv chazoin Yeshayo ben Amotz. So the Gemara rejects that. No, it says im kain lomo zetev hevel tebolu lomali. The pasuk itself, in the context, if he talks about frivolity and emptiness, so that's clearly not a reference to nevuah. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan. How do you understand that pasuk in the days of the Shvot HaShoftim? You could have just as well said Vayi Bimei HaShoftim. Answer: Dor Sheshofet Es Shoftov. Example: Omer Lo Tol Kesam Mibein Einecha. The judge might have said, "Take the twig from between your eyes." Omer Lo, the one being judged would say back, Tol kuro mi bein einecha, take the beam out from between your eyes. It would be something like a judge saying, you owe the shop owner $50. The guy being judged said back to the judge, you own that guy $1,000. Continuing, Omar lo kaspecho hayo lesigim, Omar lo savach mohul b'mayim. Where the judge might say that your silver is impure, the guy would say, respond back that your wine is diluted. The idea being that the one being judged back the judge in turn. The note on the side, we'll get to that momentarily. Let's just read another line of Gemara before that. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Kola Oimer, Malchus Shva, Isha Hoysa. Anyone who claims that Malchus Shva was a woman, some people refer to the queen of Sheba. Well, this Gemara is saying anyone who says that, Eino Elotoya, that's a mistake. My Malchus Shva, Malchusa de Shva, the kingdom of Shva. At this point, we begin a section of Gemara that, as a result of the nature of the shir, we're going to have to cut it in the middle, but from this point till the bottom will be the beginning of the appearance of the Satan in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see through Psukim and Iov. The note on the side, Mivneh, and this goes till Daftes Zayin Omud Aleph. Hofos HaSatan Bifnei Hashem. Notice you have a diamond, Vayi Hayom, and you go to Tes Zayin Omud Aleph. You notice again, further down from the top, a few lines from the top, the end of the line, Vayayom. And you'll see the purpose in this as we go on. Before we go further, we'll also note the topic heading. Says the Nosei, Hasotan Mishabeches Avrom. You'll find the Sotan praising Avram and his tzidkus. Ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu shoyel, ha'im ro'iso es Iyov? The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan as being part of our series marking of Rabbi Yochanan comments, you'll see he says, Godol ha-ne'emar b'Iyov yoyser mimash, ne'emar b'Avram, that as far as the psukim are concerned, it would appear that greater praise is said of Iyov than was said of even Avram. Let's start the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vayehi hayoyim, vayavo b'nei Elokim l'siyatzev al Hashem, vayavo gam hasotan b'soichon." That's pasuk vav. Pasuk zayin says, "Vayomer Hashem al hasotan, me'ayin tavo vayana hasotan v'chulei." Now the Gemara comments on what was going on. Omar lefonov, the sotan says. Ribono shel olam, shatati b'chol olam kuloi. The sotan being a malach, he traveled through, he flew through the entire world. V'lo motzasi ne'emon, I found no one trustworthy ke'avdecho Avram. The sotan praising Avram is the most trustworthy one found. Shamarto lo, you said to him, kum isalech bortz, the oracle l'roch bo ki l'cho etneno. Travel the land in its length and in its width, for I will grant you the land. So Avram Avinu could have easily felt that he's the owner of this land. In fact, the Gemara in this Masechta makes reference to that this is a form of kinyan. It's a kinyan chazoka. Walking over a property is a kinyan. V'afilu hachi, b'shor shalom otzer mokum likbor esoro, ad shekono b'dalet meo shekel kesef, lo hiru achar midosecha. And nevertheless, when it came to finding a place to bury his wife, Sarah, he had to pay good money for that. And he did it. And you don't find him complaining, Kodesh Baruch Hu, how could this be? You know, I have to pay for something you gave me already. No, it was fine. Posuk Ches, Vayomer Hashem el Hasotan. After the Kodesh Baruch Hu hears the Sotan praising Avram, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hasamta Libchel Avdi Iyov Ki Ein Kamo Boretz. Did you take a look at Iyov? There's no one like him in the whole world. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Godol Hanemar BeIyov Yosemi Mashi Nemar BeAvram. The Yilu BeAvram Ksiv. Ki ato yodati ki yerei Elokim ato. Greater, it says regarding Avram that he was a yerei Elokim. UbiYov Ksiv Ish Tam v'Yoshor yerei Elokim v'Sar Meira. Ooh, look at all these praises that you don't find by Avram. My v'Sar Meira. What's that? What does that expression mean? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel Iyov Vatron v'Mamono Hoya. We find him being forgiving, not tight-fisted with regard to money matters, as is illustrated by the Gemara. Min hogoi shel olam, noisein chatzi pruto lechenvoni. You might owe a worker a very small amount of money for some work done. Rashi explains, how do you pay a chatzi pruto? Chatzi pruto is not a coin. So the Rashi explains that you would tell the worker, go to the store, buy a loaf of bread for a pruta, cut the loaf in half, you keep half, and I get half. That's my change, so to speak. Iyov, the Gemara says, Vatron Mishalo. Alright? Iyov would say, take the whole pruta. Don't go to the store and cut the loaf in half. Bayan hasotnes Hashem vayomar, hachinom yorei Iyov Elokim, halo ato safto bado vad besoi. And the star that we have in the Gemara tells you to look at the inside of the margin. Uba'ad kol ashelo misaviv, ma'aseh yodov beirachto mikneu poratz boretz. That's the continuation of the pasuk. The sultan is saying back to the Kodesh Baruch at this point, is you think it's for naught that Iyov is such a wonderful man and has all these attributes? He has a good life. My Maisa Yodov Beirachta, that was in the quote that we had written on the side, was a continuation of the Pasuk. Amar of Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, Kola Noitel Pruta Meiov Misborech. Anyone who received money from Iyov saw Brocha in that. My Mukneu Poratz Boretz, that was also in the quote from the Pasuk that we had it continued on the side. What does that mean that his cattle Poratz Boretz? Amar of Yossi Brachanino, Mikneu Shel Iyov. His cattle, Portsu Gidro Shel Olam, behaved contrary to the ways of nature. Minhogo shel olam. Standard ways, the avim horgim ho'izim. Wolves kill goats. Mikneu shel Eov, the flocks of Eov, izim horgim es hazaevim. At this point, we're in the middle of an Eov discussion, and we'll pause here for today, and Amir Tzashem, next time, continue with further details concerning Eov, the Sultan, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ad Kant.